Committee for April 6, 2007 to order and start out. We've got a bunch of budget bills, a couple other bills to talk about here today. Let's start with Senate Bill 5511, the Employment Relations Board. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The mission of the Employment Relations Board is to resolve disputes concerning labor relations, primarily for state and local government, public sector employers, and employees in the state. The agency provides, conducts, and certifies representation election, provides mediation services, holds hearings, issues opinions, and provides an appeals forum to the three-member board. Your Ways and Means Committee recommends a budget of $1,661,913 general funds, $1,619,712 other funds, and 13 FTE. Two administrative law judges are responsible for an average of 137.6 cases filed annually. The agency faces a backlog in hearing cases and issuing orders, which take about 380 days from the date of filing. The subcommittee recommendation includes the addition of a permanent full-time administrative law judge position to decrease the backlog of labor cases and complaints awaiting decision. The position is partially funded by a recommended increase in general fund appropriation to the agency and by other fund revenues generated from fees, charges, and state agency assessments. The budget recommended by the subcommittee assumes an increase in state assessment fees paid by state agencies for the Employment Relations Board has built into the agency's base budget. The amount of the assessment increase is 15 cents per employee per month, which will generate $133,200 annually to partially fund the new administrative law judge position. The subcommittee recommendation also assumes passage of two fee bills, House Bill 2070 and Senate Bill 58. House Bill 2070 equalizes filing and answer fees for parties in contested case and is expected to generate an additional $13,200 per biennium to partially fund the new administrative law judge position. Should House Bill 2070 become law, the new fee revenue will offset an equivalent amount of general fund, which DAS will be requested to unschedule. Senate Bill 58 establishes an application and renewal fee for qualified arbitrators who are included on the panel maintained by the ERB, enabling the agency to recoup some of the cost of administering the panel. The subcommittee discussed at length the expectation that the agency improve its performance related to the number of days necessary for administrative law judges to hear cases and process complaints in a timely manner. The agency expects availability and processing times in the hearings division to improve by 10% in 2008 and 30% in 2009 as a result of the new administrative law judge position. The Ways and Means Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends Senate Bill 5511 be reported out, do pass.
Thank you, Senator. Is there discussion? Representative Morgan?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. This doesn't directly relate to this bill, but I just would like to say that the Republican members of Ways and Means are very appreciative of the information that the co-chairs and leadership have released to us in the details of the budget, and we'd like to thank you very much for the movement that's been made in that area and the information that's been made available to us. We have, however, not had a lot of time because of the road trip schedules and the other things that are going on with the committees to analyze the information and kind of take a look at how it meshes in with the things that we've brought forward as being our needs. And so we're looking forward to continuing that discussion with the co-chairs and with leadership. And we'd just like to lay it out that our ability to vote yes on these budgets kind of is hinging on that, and that we're not at a stage yet where we're entirely comfortable. So some of the votes that you see today will reflect that.
Thank you. I appreciate that and encourage everyone to do their homework.
And Madam Co-Chair.
Senator Johnson.
I misspoke myself. This budget came out of general government, not economic development, transportation. I apologize.
Take over the universe. Then.
I know. It's my endless march to take over the universe.
She was testing to see if any of us were paying attention.
That's right.
Any further discussion?
Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. With due respect to the new chair of the ERB, this has to be the most poorly managed agency that I have had the opportunity to look at the books on during my short time in the Senate. they do not approach their achieving their key performance measures, and they're getting worse, not better. I think that appropriating more money to do the same thing is inappropriate, and I will be a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Representative Gore.
I'll be joining Senator Wissett in opposition for the no vote.
Okay. Sounds like we're ready to take the vote. I'm seeing objections from Representative Garrard, Representative Hannah, Representative Morgan, Senator Whitsitt. Any other objections? Seeing no others, the motion passes. Senate Bill 5512, Department of Energy, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair.
Your Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends a budget of $185,437,404.88 full-time equivalent positions for the Oregon Department of Energy. The subcommittee approved Package 100, providing 9.98 FTE to accommodate ongoing work and additional duties related to research and implementation of multiple energy work plans and task force recommendations, school energy efficiency audits, and projects associated with public purpose funds, increase activity in the department's tax credit programs, and additional demand for expertise in specific energy technologies such as solar and wave energy. Three of these positions are limited duration. All of the additional positions will be funded from other funds. The subcommittee approved the following budget note pertaining to the governor's energy savings goal. The Department of Energy is encouraged to contract with state agencies for energy audits that would be paid from other funds revenue, with the goal generating additional energy efficiencies for those state agencies. Should this effort be successful, the department may return to the emergency board to seek limited duration positions and expenditure limitation to conduct these audits on a fee-for-service basis. The subcommittee recommends $1.5 million for payment of the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry OMSI loan and a technical adjustment transferring $5,800 to the Office of the Governor for per diem expenses related to the Energy Facility Siting Council, which is housed in the Office of the Governor. Performance measure targets were adjusted to reflect the productivity of new positions and actual improvements in return on investment for a number of agency programs. The Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources recommends that Senate Bill 5512 be amended and reported out from pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Representative Gerard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, what concerns me about this budget, and we were expressed those concerns in the subcommittee, is the lack of request and funding for OMSI. It's a very important issue for, I think, the youth of the state, and I'll be voting against this budget because OMSI is not being funded to the level it needs.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair.
Senator Gorley.
Thank you. Question to Senator Devlin.
Yes.
What is the incentive for state agencies to participate in the energy audits?
I believe the underlying Senate priority would, or incentive would be to reduce costs, which would actually enable them ultimately, hopefully, to have dollars for that are going currently to overhead costs for heating or cooling buildings to their actual programs that they are providing.
Just to follow up, but there's nothing in place that would actually require state agencies to participate in this endeavor.
That would probably be a question best directed either to LFO staff or to the department. With the exception that I believe in all new buildings, we are actually have extensive requirements.
My question comes from just looking at the wording of the budget note, which is an encouragement to enter into contracts. Okay. I'll accept that for now.
Yeah. Any further discussion? I've heard Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I just did want to state for the record that at the direction of the co-chairs, I'm still working with OMSI, with the treasurer's office, with the Department of Energy, to actually find a way to actually make OMSI whole in this process. And I believe Representative Hanna has offered to participate in some of those meetings, and he will be participating with me.
Very good. Thank you, Senator and Representative. Senator Carter.
Senator Chair, I just think it is important that this body further knows that with $4.6 million going to OMSI, along with a bequeath of $4.6 million, as a member of the board, so in that sense I want to declare a conflict, that we would not come back to the state for any more requests. And I want people to remember that OMSI is a statewide educational entity, not only with in terms of education, but also in science. Something is woefully missing in many of our schools today. And with that amount being said, I would hope that all of us as a body would help look for $4.6 million for OMSI, so that the debt will be out of your hair. You don't have to worry about us coming back to you anymore. And it makes good sense for the Energy Department to be able to take that off their books. And it would make sense for us as a body to realize the importance of OMSI being a nationally recognized organization among the top 10 in the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Johnson.
At the risk of piling on, Madam Co-Chair, I think this is the opportunity for many of us to signal our support for OMSI, and so I wish to have my position associated with that articulated by my colleague and friend, Senator Carter.
Thank you.
What did she just say?
That Carter's...
It's time to vote.
Any further discussion? I saw one objection. Okay, we have objections on the House side from Representative Garrard, Representative Jensen, Representative Hanna, Representative Morgan. Senators? None. Motion passes. Thank you. Senate Bill 5527, Board of Medical Examiners. Oops, are you ready?
I would be prepared to.
It looks like Senator Bates from Scappoose over there.
Senator Bates from Scappoose. Senate Bill 5527 is the budget bill for the Board of Medical Examiners. The board regulates the practice of medicine in Oregon through licensing and disciplinary programs. The agency is funded with revenue generated from license, registration, and examination fees. The Human Services Subcommittee approved an other funds budget of $8.5 million and 35.30 full-time equivalent positions. The approved budget provides for a new licensing and care management system and adds two positions to improve processing time and manage increasing investigation and compliance workloads. The approved budget also enhances the agency's efforts to rehabilitate licensees when possible by expanding the diversion program to include mental health disorders. The subcommittee approved the agency's performance measures and added a new board best practices measure. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5527 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Any discussion?
You're welcome.
Senator
You're welcome. I thought I did that quite well, thank you.
You were more articulate than I've ever heard you.
You're right, Madam Cook.
Senator Gordley. Yes,
I'd like to know the impact from LFO of the denial of Package 104, which is transparency and accountability, which was not approved. The package was denied as part of the 2% reprioritization reduction. What does that mean?
Ms. Lampkin?
And Chair Senator Gordley, the agency offered that package up as part of the 2% co-chair reprioritization, and I believe in subcommittee there was a lot of conversation about whether or not they could do those kinds of things that they had identified in the package and within their base budget. I'm not sure that completely answers
my question. This package is focused on transparency and accountability, and this is the Board of Medical Examiners. So reframe for me what was the intent of the package.
Madam Chair, Senator Gordley, if memory serves, that part of the package was to do radio spots to reach out to the public to let them know what the board does in terms of regulating the medical practice. And it also allowed for one board meeting per year outside the Portland office, and the amount associated with that was about $9,000. And I think you're right that that was part of the discussion, particularly that was raised. And again, it seems like in a budget of that size that they should be able to afford to have meetings outside the Portland office.
I'm concerned about this cut, which seems minimal, but I'll be voting no. This is about transparency, accountability, and accessibility of the Board of Medical Examiners to other communities outside of the Portland area. Thank you.
Senator, further discussion? Any other objections? I see Senator Gordley. Seeing no others, motion passes. Senate Bill 5534, Psychiatric Security Review Board. Senator Wesley.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5534 is the budget bill for the Psychiatric Security Review Board. The board maintains jurisdiction over people found to be guilty, except for insanity of a crime. Effective July 107, the board will also have jurisdiction over juveniles found responsible, except for insanity, who have a serious mental condition or present a danger to themselves or others. The board's primary purpose is to protect the public through the ongoing review of the progress of those placed under its jurisdiction and determination of their appropriate placement. Placement options include commitment to a secure forensic ward at the state hospital, conditional release to a highly structured and supervised program in the community, or discharge from jurisdiction. Agency operations are funded with general fund. The Human Services Subcommittee approved a total budget of $1,037,014 in 5 full-time equivalent positions. The approved budget provides increased funding for an additional 15 hearing days for the adult panel. Increasing the number of hearing days is expected to increase the percentage of hearings scheduled within the statutory time frame from 74 to 90%. The approved budget also includes funding for the newly created juvenile panel. In response to concerns expressed by the subcommittee, the agency agreed to report during the interim on the actual workload associated with the juvenile panel, as well as the workload associated with the increasing number of adults on conditional release. The subcommittee approved the agency's performance measures with revised targets and added the new board best practices measure. Your Human Services Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5534 be amended and reported out as due pass.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Representative Morgan?
For the record, Madam Chair, that I voted for this in the subcommittee, and I'm prepared to honor my commitment and vote for it in full also.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Senate Bill 5541, Department of Veterans Affairs. Senator Berger.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5541 is the budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs. The department has 3 programs. It provides mortgage loans to qualified veterans, provides claims counseling and processing, as well as conservatorship services to veterans, and it maintains the veterans' home located in the Dalles. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved a total budget of $654,111,000 positions. $608 million of the budget is non-limited other fines, principally for making loans and repaying debt. The balance is for operating and other expenses of the department. The subcommittee approved an operating budget that maintains the department's services to veterans. It also approved continuation of one-time funding for veteran services that were part of the veterans package last session. Specifically, the subcommittee provided general fund for educational benefits and an emergency assistance program. Additionally, the subcommittee maintained general fund support for certain qualified national veteran service organizations at the essential budget level and increased funding to counties to provide ongoing and enhanced and expanded services to veterans. The subcommittee felt that these general fund distributions should be put into the budget bill. The amendment shows the distribution by county for enhanced and expanded services to veterans. Distribution of that funding continues to be a contentious issue, and the subcommittee approved a budget note directing the department to work with county veterans services offices to develop a distribution formula that achieves the best value for Oregon veterans. The subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures and added the best practices performance measures for boards and commissions. We did that because the Veterans Advisory Committee has veto authority over the director's appointment. The subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5541 be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there a discussion? Are there objections?
No.
Discussion. Senator Morse.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I was just looking here. I wonder, is there a typo in the summary of subcommittee action, the last sentence, with respect to the general fund increase from the EBL of 124%? I don't see that reflected in any of the numbers. I just wonder if that's a typo. Minor point, but it's in the record.
Hello, Mr.
Whalen. Ooh, look at that red face.
I want a shirt.
Aloha, co-chairs. With respect to your question, that is correct. The sizable jump in over essential budget level is because the veterans package that was provided last session was all one-time money. So restoration of that money is therefore, became enhancement. Thank you.
Senator Morse is reading his homework. Thank you. Thank you. Any further discussion? Now, are there any objections? Seeing none. Motion carries. Senate Bill 5545, 2005-2007 Supplemental Budget. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Senate Bill 5545 provides supplemental general fund appropriations for five agencies and modifies other funds or federal funds expenditure limitations for several other agencies so that necessary budget execution actions can be completed in the current biennium. The Judicial Department receives $1.7 million general fund appropriations for increased costs for sign and spoken language interpreters in the court system. The Public Defense Services Commission receives $1.1 million general fund appropriation for higher than anticipated caseload and cost per case expenses in the public defense program. The Department of Justice receives $444,000 general fund appropriation for the payment of legal costs and protecting the state's interest in the master settlement agreement payments. The Governor's Office receives $46,200 general fund appropriation for replacement of failing office equipment. The Department of Forestry receives $300,000 general fund appropriation for the eradication of sudden oak death and a $12.4 million other funds expenditure limitation increase for protection from fire costs related to the 2006 fire season. The Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development receives a $120,000 other funds expenditure limitation increase for the Oregon Youth Conservation Corps and a decrease of the same amount for other department expenditures. The Department of Higher Education receives $3 million other funds expenditure limitation increase for higher than budget expenditures in the Education and General Services Program. The Department of Transportation receives a total of $20.9 million other funds and $2.1 million federal funds expenditure limitation increases for a variety of expenses related to emergency repairs and expedited projects. The military department receives a $2.6 million other funds expenditure limitation increase for revenues received from Louisiana for agency's Katrina response. The department also receives a transfer of $154,000 general fund from an existing appropriation for the cost of annual resident hunting and angling licenses that will not be expended to the Emergency Financial Assistance Fund to offset a projected deficit in assistance needs for National Guard members. The subcommittee recommended including a budget note directing the military department to review issues concerning state active duty rate and report its findings to the next legislature. The subcommittee also discussed direction to the Oregon State Police to use $738,000 from fire insurance premium tax resources to pay for state fire marshal fire costs incurred during, I hate this word, Conflagration Act fires in 2005 and 2006. The subcommittee heard that the account ending balance is sufficient to pay for all current programs for both this biennium and the 2007-2009 biennium, and still retain an ending balance of $6.8 million, approximately two-thirds of all budget expenditures for the biennium. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends SB 5545 be amended and reported out to pass. As a matter.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I would call Johnson.
Senator Nelson?
Yes, thank you. I had concern with the last part of that, the Department of State Police and Office of State Fire Marshal. Kind of, this kind of is an indication. I mean, there's actually, I think, 10 different items that are involved in here, and some of them I truly agree with. I'm still not sure that I agree with the State Fire Marshal issue, but we've got 9 out of 10. Probably pretty good programs. I'm going to have to
pretty good.
It sort of bothers me that we're bumping all 10 together, and you know, you agree with some of them, you don't agree with some of them, and so puts us in a difficult position, I think, for voting.
It's a 90%. Yeah.
90%. I'm in the major leagues.
That's 90. That 900 is pretty good. It's probably not going to get any better than that for the rest of the session, Senator. Any other discussion? Representative Colizio.
Madam Co-Chair, for the record, the members of the House pronounce it conflagration.
Thank you.
Is that Latin?
When it comes by as boys being dead in the same.
Any further discussion or...
Just to add that this is a rather hot issue.
Oh, thank you, Representative. It's a hot issue. Anybody else?
Senator Shields.
I think that also means it's Latin for it's time to vote. Any objections? Senator Westman? Seeing no others, motion carries. House Bill 5042, Secretary of State. Representative Jensen, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5042 is the budget bill for the Secretary of State. The Secretary is the auditor of public accounts. He's the chief elections officer and the manager of the state's records. The agency also registers business entities and secures personal property transactions, commissions, and publishes the Oregon Blue Book and administers rules. The Subcommittee on General Government approved a budget total of $59,469,983 and 198.5 full-time equivalent positions. The budget continues the implementation of Help America Vote Act, HAVA, with the approval of $7.2 million for projects and equipment related to the federal mandate. The subcommittee approved a total of $1.2 million general fund to support the production and distribution of the voter pamphlet for the 2008 primary and general elections. It also approved $50,000 in general fund to provide temporary help with filing and copying in the elections division during statewide elections. The subcommittee approved the following technology projects: $1.2 million, other funds for corporate tax revision technology projects, $1.5 million, other funds for an electronic record management system, $1.9 million, federal funds for the elections business system projects, and $85,000 other funds to add point-of-sale functionality to existing systems. The subcommittee also recommended $81,380 reduction in rent at the Archives Building, continuation of 7 positions for information systems and HAVA projects, and the reclassification of 9 positions. The subcommittee recommends the agency rework their key performance measures to make them more outcome-based and review the targets. The agency should present their changes to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee before the 2009 legislative session. The General Government Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5040 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. House Bill 5042. Any discussion? Any objections? Representative Garrard, Representative Hanna, Representative Morgan. Any others? Seeing no others, the motion carries. House Bill 5050, Water Resources Department. Representative Garrard.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 5050 is a budget bill for the Water Resources Department. The Department and the Water Resources Commission set water policy for the state, manage water resources, issue water rights, monitor stream flows, inspect dams, and work with other groups to address Oregon's water supply needs. The general fund supports approximately 75% of this department's budget. The remaining is primarily other funds consisting of fees and charges for services. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends a budget of $32.3 million and 147 FTE. The budget consists of $24.1 million general fund, $7 million other funds, and $1.2 million federal funds. 2 positions and funds for legal costs were added for continuation of the Klamath Basin adjudication efforts. 5 field services positions were added to restore capacity lost in previous biennia due to budget reductions. Positions were also added to support department water measurement reporting and budget functions. In addition, positions that process water right transfers, well locations and stream flow data, and changes to groundwater certificates were continued from the previous biennia. Funding was added to the Oregon Water Supply and Conservation Study, designed to provide information for long-term planning related to present and future water supply needs and availability. The subcommittee added a budget note that detailed what variables the study should include. Money was also added to begin basin groundwater studies. Funding for these studies had been completely removed through a series of cuts in previous biennia. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5050 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Senator Whitsitt?
Thank you, Chair Norman. I would point out that this budget does represent an increase of 13% in the general fund. I think that is an adequate increase, and for those that reason on their fee bills, I will be a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Any other discussion? Representative Jensen?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Just a question on the added staff for Water Resource Department in relationship to the water measurement. Could you help me with the rationale that was offered? Is that in some anticipation of any other legislation that might be passing this time, or is it merely the fulfilling of the commission's water resource water commission's direction that they've provided the agency?
Madam Chair, I believe Senator Devlin has the response.
Thank you, Madam. Senator Devlin
has the response.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. No, it is not in anticipation of any legislation. It is to fulfill the current requirements that the department has.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any further discussion? Any objections? Senator Carter? Representative Morgan? Representative Hannah? And Representative Jensen. Any others? Seeing no others, the motion carries. House Bill 5050, we just did that one. It was so much fun, let's do it again. 5051. Yes, House Bill 5051, Water Resources Department. Senator, what's its favorite fee bill? Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5051 ratifies fee modifications implemented through rulemaking during the 2005 interim. The new fee is for changes made to groundwater certificates issued prior to adoption of the State Groundwater Code in 1955. The revenues from these fees is assumed in the budget for the Water Resources Department. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5051 be reported out to pass.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objections? Senator Whitsitt, Senator Berger, any others? Representative Morgan, Representative Hannah, Representative Jensen. Seeing no others, the motion carries. House Bill 2101, Water Resources Department fees, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2101 is the fee bill for the Water Resources Department. The bill increases the number of fees collected by the Water Resources Department, including application fees for water permits, transfers, and storage. The bill also creates new fees for adding additional points of diversion to an existing water right. The department developed the fee modifications contained in the bill through work groups and stakeholder meetings. Fees were last adjusted in 2003. At that time, the legislature directed the department to make more regular adjustments to its fee base to avoid large increases in the future. The revenue from these fees is assumed in the budget of the Water Resources Department. Your Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5051 be reported out to pass.
We just did 5051. Which one are you recommending this time?
Well, actually, it's on my pony.
Senator, which bill are you recommending? Thank you. House Bill 2101. Is there discussion on this bill? Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question for the Senator. I noted something about the fee increase and wondered if the committee had discussed whether the increase would be detrimental in the public's ability to participate in water management decisions.
That was discussed in the committee. It was the decision of the committee to go ahead with the fee increase. You're talking about the increase to challenge or appeal a decision. I guess that would be the appropriate terminology for it. Also, keeping in mind that the Water Resources Department, unlike a number of other natural resource agencies, is primarily general fund supported, so that there's an underlying belief that for some of the services that we are doing, that we should keep the fees in order with the actual costs. When a decision on is appealed, there obviously is a cost to the department in processing that appeal, and to be perfectly frank, there's a cost to the applicant for that water right in terms of the process they have to go through in dealing with that appeal. So we thought that the fees that were being proposed were appropriate.
Thank you. Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Whitsitt?
Thank you, Chair Nolan. I believe the Oregon Water Resources Department was, as the good Senator Devlin pointed out, instructed to change fees regularly to avoid large increases in fees. Several of these fees are doubled. Several of them are increased 67%. Several are increased 50%. If those aren't large increases, then what are? I will be a no.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Any objections? Senator Whitsitt, Senator Berger, Representative Morgan, Representative Hanna, Representative Jensen, Representative Garrard. Seeing no others, the motion carries. House Bill 2240, Board of Tax Practitioners. Representative Jensen.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2240 is a fee bill for the Oregon Board of Tax Practitioners. The Board of Tax Practitioners is a consumer protection licensing board that oversees individuals and businesses who prepare personal income tax returns for others. The board issues two levels of individual licenses, tax preparers and tax consultants. Prepare level licensees are apprenticed practitioners and must work under supervision. Tax consultants must have at least 2 years' experience, 780 hours, in tax preparation and may work independently. Tax firms and their branches are also registered by the board. ORS 673-685 is the statute that governs the fees the Oregon Board of Tax Practitioners can charge their licensees. House Bill 2240 will amend the statute and remove the cap on the fees. In addition, the bill will require the board to set fees through the administrative rule process, have prior approval from the Department of Administrative Service, and retroactive approval from the legislature for fee increases. Fees would be adopted administratively during the 2007-09 biennium, which would then require ratification by the 2009 legislature. Though the bill does not specify the particular fee amounts, the board has provided a schedule of proposed fee increases. The board projects a raising an additional $179,130 in revenue during the 07-09 biennium. This bill will also increase the board's other funds limitation by $100,549. The last fee increase the board instituted was the 2001 session. The general government subcommittee recommends House Bill 2240 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Chair Millman. I'll be a no on this. This Board of Tax Practitioners was established, the license fee was established, and the licensing process was established, I believe, 34 years ago. 49 other states do not have licensing. There's nothing wrong with being a leader, but when you're a leader, you should look over your shoulder occasionally and see if anybody else is following. And in this case, for a third of a century, we have been the only state that has licensed tax practitioners. I question the need for it, and I'll be a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Any objections? Senator Whitsitt?
Seeing no others,
motion carries. Moving on to other business. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Department of Human Services grant application, Representative Gore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Department of Human Services is seeking retroactive approval to apply for a United States Department of Labor grant in the amount of $500,000 over 3 years to expand the certified nursing aid CNA workforce. Grant funds would be used to assist the long-term care industry in recruiting and retaining a qualified CNA workforce by bringing together representatives from the nursing facility industry, organized labor, education, DHS, and the Board of Nursing. This group will develop approaches to increase the numbers and skills of CNAs in Oregon. CNAs are often the primary caregivers in nursing facilities, and studies often link the quality of care in nursing facilities to the skills and abundance of the CNAs who work in them. The grant has a 25% matching requirement. DHS states that it will meet this requirement through in-kind use of its staff as well as Board of Nursing and external grant participant staff time or cash payments. The grant will not require additional additional general fund or positions. The grant application was due April 5th. Although the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Human Services Subcommittee held a work session on April 3rd, the full committee is meeting today after the April 5th deadline. Thus, the full committee will be approving the submission of this grant application retroactively. The Department of Administrative Services provided the grant application letter from DHS to the Legislative Fiscal Office on March 26th. Your Human Services Subcommittee recommends approval.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Senator Morris?
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question, I guess, revolves around the fact that if we didn't have this grant, would it make any difference? I mean, we've got $500,000 to bring people together, and then we have in kind because we're supplying our side of the equation. Would it truly make any difference? I mean, was this discussed?
Madam Chair, Senator Carter, we discussed this issue. Some of the things that the department could not otherwise do, this grant would allow them to do it in order to bring people together for better collaboration around the issues that are so implied in this piece. And so they asked us if they could have this this grant in order to be able to reach, be much more transparent and be organize people around the state better.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. It's just another one of these curious uses of public funds. I guess it's free, so we take it. I hate to be cynical about that. And the need is clearly there, but to have grant monies to do what you would otherwise do in the course of business, it seems strange.
Thank you, Senator Bates, and then I'll come to you.
Madam Chair, I understand Senator Morris's concerns. CNAs are the backbone, really, of a lot of the work done in extended care facility and other areas. Part of this grant was to try to start training more of these individuals also. That was part of the goal of this. CNAs are, quite frankly, underpaid for the work they do. They do some of the hard work that you and I would, quite frankly, not want to be doing every day. And as a result, many of them turn over. They're low-paying jobs. We have to keep them trained, and we want to move them forward. And we lose a lot of these people simply because of the cost and the difficulty of the job being done, and we need more of them. As our population ages and we have more need in our assisted living facilities and in our nursing homes for these people, this is what that is about ramping up. My understanding was more of a ramping up of the ability to start training people better and faster. So there is some value there, and that's the reason I voted for it out of committee, felt it was going the right direction.
Thank you. And Senator Carter? And the reason, Senator, I was saying it will allow them to collaborate better, this workforce is dwindling. People can make more money at McDonald's than they can for being CNAs. And so what they will do is, especially in nursing homes, allow them across the state to be able to put into place labor training and better collaboration among people at that end of the spectrum for bringing them into the system. And they can't do that now. And I just like to remind everybody that money that 85% of the dollars in DHS goes out to communities. And so they could not do that within the present system that they have.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us a chance to talk about that. Any further discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Final item, Department of Transportation grant application, Senator Verger.
Co-chairs and committee, your Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends approval of the Oregon Department of Transportation's request to approve the submission of federal grant applications totaling $65.9 million to Federal Highway Administration's Public Lands Highways Discretionary Program, Interstate Maintenance Discretionary Program, Transportation, Community and Systems Preservation Program for several projects, and the U.S. Department of Transportation's intelligence transportation systems operational test to mitigate congestion grant program. ODOT proposes submission of 19 grant applications to the Federal Highway Administration and one grant application or request to the U.S. Department of Transportation Research and Innovation Technology Administration. Some of the applications are being made on behalf of local and federal agencies, since only a state agency can submit applications to the Federal Highway Administration. Four applications would be submitted to the Transportation Community and System Preservation Program. A match of at least 10.27% will be required for these project grants. Four applications would be submitted to the Interstate Maintenance Discretionary Program. A match of approximately 7.8% will be required for these project grants. 11 applications would be submitted to the Public Lands Highway Discretionary Program. Matching funds are not required for these project grants. The grant application deadline is March 30, 2007, for these grants. Lastly, an application to the U.S. Department of Transportation would be submitted to continue the development of Oregon's mileage fee concept. The match requirement for this grant would be met by leveraging three planned intelligent transportation system congestion management projects currently scheduled for implementation in 2007 through 2009. The grant application deadline is April the 30th, 2007. Your Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development recommends approval.
Thank you, Senator. And just to remind everyone, the letter we received from ODOT requesting this approval is dated March 14th. Any discussion on this recommendation? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Senator Wessler?
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Request permission to vote on House Bill 5042.
Without objection. How do you vote?
From both sides.
Thank you. Any further announcements, Mr. Co-Chair?
Just a quick comment. I appreciate the attendance we've had as we've gone on the road to these budget hearings. The citizens, this is almost double the amount of citizens we had 2 years ago that are showing up. And while some of them may be slightly orchestrated, it's still nice to see real people come out and hear and see you guys sitting up there actually listening to their concerns. I think it's a huge comment about this process and what Oregonians want to see. So I really appreciate everyone, because it's a real hassle, and I appreciate everyone showing up. Thank you.
Thank you. And next week we have an opportunity to visit lots of our communities, and I hope that most of you can make it to all of those. I know it's going to be a bit rigorous. And we are moving into the pretty heavy lifting stage of, as soon as we conclude those hearings, we'll be really having to work hard on balancing the budgets. And Senator Nelson, if we get to 90% of what we can live with at the end of the process, I think we'll all be doing pretty well. So I thank you all for the work you're doing as you plow through those budget binders and the information you're getting from agencies. Do drill down pretty hard on those. Work with your subcommittee chairs to resolve issues. Make sure you get the information you need in order to be comfortable in how you're voting on those bills and on how you might make recommendations to change those budgets. The subcommittees are where the work is going to be done here, and so we're counting on all of you to roll up your sleeves and help us out. Any further comments? See you all Tuesday evening. We're adjourned.